Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. And this probably is going to be my last 2022 podcast. Really looking forward to welcoming in the new four commissioners, and we'll talk about that in a second. I can't believe we're going into December. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, a healthy and happy Thanksgiving with their family and friends, and had an opportunity to reflect and kind of walk into the holiday season. Holiday season can be always challenging because there's just a lot of stressors that are put on them. For me, I just want healthy and happy family, relax, breathe out, watch some football, and enjoy it. So I'm wishing everybody a very early Merry Christmas and a very happy Hanukkah. I think it starts on the 18th this year. Also, what comes with December is the unknown with the weather. Right now, it's not too bad, but you know, it can change. And I am so thankful for our DPW and our roads crews who are always out front and ready to take care of us in the community. We have typically our phone calls early on to make the weather calls on whether we're going to have county offices open or closed early enough so people can stay off the roads. And then also pre-position the road crews in place to take care of the roads for those that need to get on the roads, whether it's a sense of urgency or the role that they play within the community or their business. But just be aware that weather can change, obviously, in the winter. A few projects happening down in Eldersburg. I want to highlight, you know, some are still contentious and we're working ourselves through it. There's a piece of property out on 26 Liberty Road on the east side of Eldersburg that they're looking at putting a five-story or five-floor storage unit facility there. It has gone through its technical review process. There's a list of, I want to say, gigs or issues that have to be discussed and developed before they come back into planning and zoning for a concept review. So we still have quite a ways to go. I'm getting a lot of insight and very candid comments from the community. Honestly, keep them coming. I'm talking to the landowners. I'll be talking to the those that are buying a piece of property and their intent on the use of property. Although it may be allowed, is it the best place for a storage facility to be there? Well, that's something that we're all going to discuss together. The other two properties, the large parcels, the Beatty property and the Zabel property. The Zabel property, a lot of discussion about Prothero Road. Should Prothero Road be connected in accordance with its master plan from the south to the north? And what would that Prothero Road look like as it cuts through the Zabel property into a community on the north side going into Ridge Road? A lot of discussion that we're having with the developers. Also, community, continue to provide your input. You know, sometimes the answer is going to be no, because it may help for a larger part of the community than just one street or another street. But all the information brought in is very important. You know, open up to discussion on what makes best sense. But that has been something of a highlight that we've been talking. The other one is the Beatty property and, you know, talking to the developer on what right looks like. Also, we have funding put into our budget for Georgetown Boulevard to create a circle where that nasty hairpin turn is, and having a circle that will allow for slower traffic to get around that turn, but then also from that circle going into the Beatty property, how that would look, and talking to the developer about that. That is a long-term project, and if they start developing north to south, you know, we're talking 28, 29 by the time they even touch Georgetown Boulevard on the south side, you know, going into the Beatty property. Again, much more to follow on that. My intent is to have a newsletter out before this year's up and then a town hall sometime in January. Also discussing with the new commissioners potential of doing a town hall together or newsletters together to really get some good information out for you and the entire county. Because as one part of the community is developed or changes, it affects the entire county. I'm a true believer in that this is one county. There are lots of communities and municipalities and rural villages, but what is good for the best of Carroll County? And that's where my focus is. We will be walking into the budget season come next calendar year. That's going to be an interesting time, of course, as it always is. Why I'm sharing that with you is because your opinions and comments matter. Whether you call me on my cell at 443-569-9861, a lot of you already know that and use it, and I appreciate it, or email me at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. I try to be as responsive as I can. Let me segue into the changing environment. The first is looking forward to welcoming four new commissioners. They're commissioner-elect until 3 p.m. on Monday the 5th, where they will become commissioners of Districts 1, 2, 3, and 4. So Commissioner Joe Vigliotti in District 1, Commissioner Kenny Kyler in District 2, Commissioner Tom Gordon in District 3, and Commissioner Mike Guerin in District 4. I am really looking forward to working with the four of them, with their insight that they have in their communities, working together. We've been meeting regularly over the last few months because it's a time for us to really come together, starting off in this new 4 years as county commissioners serving you. And at the end of the day, it's all about you. What can we do best to provide safety, security, and quality of life for you? The last couple minutes, I just want to share my appreciation for my colleagues, especially the three that have spent 8 years in selfless service to Carroll County. Commissioner Dennis Frazier, I've known, I guess, the longest. He was my son Sam's wrestling coach when Sam went to Century High School. And I appreciate his talents in coaching. And I think what appealed to me most was that he and I had the same respect for wrestling and the same understanding of fundamentals means everything when it comes to wrestling as a sport. So whether it was him coaching in the corner or me yelling a little bit loud once in a while from the sides, we were always saying the same things. And it's all about the basics and fundamentals. I look forward to Kenny Kyler coming on because him as a wrestler himself, as a coach, you know, I think we're going to have a lot of opportunity to talk about some mat time that we both had and about our kids. But Dennis did really appreciate it, and you stuck to your guns. And, you know, I always knew what I was going to get when I was having the conversations with you. So best of luck to you and the family in your future endeavors. Commissioner Steve Wance, selfless service to this county is just one step as a commissioner, but also as a firefighter in a community that he and his family just love. I've always said, it's the men and women in red, blue, and green that we should thank. When we are thanked for that service, I turn around and thank them back, saying, thank you for giving me a reason to serve. It's not about running into the fire when people are running out. It's about walking into the fire when people are running out, or getting them out safely and walking in with a purpose to doing the best you can for the safety of our community. Steve has been a leader in doing that. And I really appreciate especially his time when we had to go into a state of emergency, adhering to our state executive orders and laws moving forward. It was a difficult time. Having us bond together, working together, meant everything. So, Steve, I really appreciate that and really look forward to seeing what the future holds for you. Dick Weaver, there's so much to say about that. I won't say Dickie, or at least not too often. But he is one of a kind in so many ways. Him and Lila and the family, again, selfless. Teacher for the for decades, 3+ decades. A farmer, a guy who, if he saw somebody broken down on the side of the road, he wouldn't care what time of day it was or how long it took. He would stop, give the lending hand, and take somebody where they needed to go. His insight, his candid views on Carroll County, again, was just a pleasure. And I really do look forward to being with him and staying with him as well. The best part about it is they're not going far. We're going to always stay in touch. And I look forward to their continued mentorship and friendship as we move forward. As I'm thinking through those that I want to ensure have a wonderful holiday season, those that I want to thank and those that I want to welcome. And again, I look forward to ending 2022 healthy, and look forward to starting 2023 with our best foot forward with our new four commissioners starting Monday afternoon. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, Have an awesome day and a great week. Thank you.